We have a quiet life, you know, we work, we got a little bit of responsibility. I think it's sufficient for us, you know. But when we thought going to the UK will be, will give us more relaxed, we will be more relaxed away from the responsibility. But mali pala, different. When we came here, it was okay. Oh, we came out from the responsibility. It's different. I realized that the more God bless you, the more He gives you responsibility. I said, why is it like this? So I didn't realize first, but because later on, as you grow up in a Christian life, if God blesses you, God gives you more responsibility. And that's how God's way of pruning me personally. Nakita ko lang to, maybe a couple of months ago. I found it a couple of last year. When I was working, I was trying to say, why is it like this? You know, every time I go to work, at the same time, I was like, nagmumuni-muni. I was trying to, every time I work, I was meditating at the same time. Why is God giving me these things? But I didn't realize that was the way of God was pruning me. You know, like the tree, there's loads of different, you know, leaves, di ba? So we got different, if it goes like this, the gardener will prune it, no? So there are different areas in my life that God was trying to prune. So first, I would like to share to you John chapter 15, the book of John. Before that, yung kanina, yung Jeremiah, it's about that would be significant later on this testimony, no? God's potter. We were just a clay. So later on, it will be significant on the testimony. First of all, John chapter 15, verse 1 up to 2. John chapter 15. It says there, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not the fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So, that's it. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not the fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring more fruit. So, what are the things, example, just yung, kunyari, the life of the, no, not the life, it's the bonsai tree. The Japanese are, what are they doing, the Japanese? They're trying to purge it every day to look like more. It looks like a big tree, but it's small. But how did they purge it? They took a long time before they, you know, before they could come up into that beautiful small bonsai. So like a fruit-bearing tree, it has to use different kinds of tools, di ba? Not just a big tool, but you start it from the small tools, like which, now I'll go to my testimony now, which is my small pruning, how God's pruned me from the beginning. Now, I grew up, I studied architecture, and for my whole time, I was thinking that I'm gonna be working in my field, you know. But then when I work here, it changed me a lot. I work in an office, but God lead me into different area, which is the healthcare. I don't know why. Maybe because there's no job in architecture, but but because God leaded me on that direction. I don't know why. But later on, I realized that God had told me, sabi niya, you stay there because I got a purpose for you. The moment you won't understand it, but you'll be at the moment you stay there. I said, okay, Lord. So that's, I was struggling on that one, because before that, when I came here, I was always fighting with my missus. I don't want to be in a healthcare. I don't want to be in a nursing home. I've studied the whole my life being an architecture. I was a pretty boy back home. I was doing like, you know. So I was struggling. My ego was like, you know, why would I, you know, work in a healthcare? But when I went here, he actually, I was actually learning how to, on my meditation time, I was trying to think, that's why probably God doesn't want me to put there in my field. He's got something for me. So I've learned myself. He pruned me. Now, smaller things first, you know. Small tools first, di ba? Later on, there will be bigger tools. Snip, snip, snip. All the small ones is snip, 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 snip. God was saying, snip, snip, snip. But later on, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Di ba? The big ones. What do you call the big ones? Shears, yeah. But the small one is scissors, yeah. Snip, 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 snip. Lang muna. Ganun. But another one is my work. Now, when I work as in the hospital, another God's way of pruning me is my colleague. You know, sometimes it's really difficult when you work with your colleague, which is, you know, some hard-headed colleague, like, you know. When I say, oh, there she goes again. Ito na naman yung pasaway na kasama ko. That's another colleague of mine which is, you know, very difficult to work at. I don't know why God was putting me always on her. But I said, Lord, why is it that you always partner me with her? Every time I work with her, it's always like a struggle, you know, every day. But then, I was trying to avoid in my work, but then that colleague of mine, she was always looking for me. Rommel, where are you? Come do this, do that, do this. So, but every time I go home, I was always knackered. I was always shattered. I always, Lord, give me strength. Like, you know, why is it like this? Every time it's like a struggle. It shouldn't be like this. But God has a purpose for me. And He was saying to me, I'm trying to prune you on that area as well. So that was the second area in my life that He was trying to prune. You'll have to abide in me. Why? Because if I don't prune you, you're not going to have a fruit. So what are the fruits? Later on, I'll tell you. So what else do I have in my life? So another area in my life is my family. You know, God has given us, me and Teresa, and His elder brother, a business which we haven't planned. You know, He gave us a small business back home as a healthcare clinic. We didn't ask for it, but God has put it into us. But we didn't ask for it. He said, I was always struggling with Teresa. We were always arguing. I think it's not for us because it's a difficult one. On her heart, she said, there is something, you know. But God has given us this, you know, small business back home, healthcare business clinic. At the beginning, there's always a struggle, you know. Me and my brother, my younger brother, he was the one who's looking after the small business. And there's always been a struggle for me and my brother because being the eldest of the family, my younger brother is the youngest. He's the one running the as a manager. We always argue each other, you know. I told him, I'm the eldest, you're the youngest. Why are you, you know, why you always want to quarrel with me? I'm telling you, this is how you run it. But God is showing me, teaching me to teach him how to humble, you know. I told my brother that this business, at the beginning, I was thinking we could, you know, generate money, we could earn money. But God has told me, revealed to me last year that this business is not just for the money. There's a purpose why I given you this task. You know, and I shared this to my brother. I said, we have to give something back to the church back home. Every month you have to pledge this amount, because this is what in our hearts has put God us, you know. Even though we will not be blessed by earning too much money, but we've been a part back home in our local church community, to the members, to help to the local community. Maybe later on, to a bigger responsibility, like, you know. That's what I told to my younger brother. It's not just about the money, but God has placed this business. There is a purpose for that one. That's why I'm sharing it to you. Even if we lost money here, it's not our money, it's God's money anyway. Okay, that's, so it's becoming bigger, more responsibility for me. I said, and the way God is pruning me is quite, you know, he's using a different kind of scissors and then shear. Now, the last one was the last shear that God has used was quite really a big one for us, because when we had the IVF, that was the time when God was really pruned us, not just me, also Teresa. About, I was asking why we said that it happened to us, like when we failed the IVF, we were so excited that she was pregnant, but then it went out. I said, why, God, that it happened to us, you know. I can't understand why. The beginning, I was questioning him. I said, there's a lot of couples who are just giving, you know, throwing away the babies. You can hear from the news, you know, you can see the babies on the box. And then I said, it's really, that was quite a big share for me, and I was really struggling on that one. Every time I see, I keep on myself, every time I see a baby in our house, it, you know, it always reminds me about last time when I worked in the hospital in one of the ward, in the children's ward. I had a shift in the children's ward, and I saw this a young guy who's got a baby there, and he was like struggling. The baby was in the hospital, and that guy was with him all night. So I said to the nurse, I think I have to go out because I can't stand it, because I was, you know, I can't bear that seeing him, you know, looking after the baby, because I had experience, you know. I said, the nurse said, yeah, yes, you can, you know, have a chat with us outside. So that was really quite, really devastating for me. But then, as the days goes on, God was, you know, trying to heal us, you know. He heals us. He will prune us, but he will also heal us, you know. He will not prune us without, you know, there is a purpose why, you know, there is a fruit. That's why when he prunes, there is a purpose why. So sometimes we don't understand it. I'm still on the process of pruning, but because God wants to have some fruits with us, that's why. So that's it. The fruit was, you know, on Galatians chapter 5, if you got your Bibles, what are the fruits of the Spirit? Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That's it. So love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. All of those things that God is pruning me, there is a fruit. You know, I develop some attitudes that I never, you know, I never hindi ko na kwan, hindi ko na realize. I didn't realize that it's gonna have it on me. I don't know, but God revealed it to me. I said, "Thank you, Lord, because these are these values that you're teaching me is more than the teachings from this world. This is, you know, this is more valuable. This is more important because you can see more of God's kingdom when you learn these things." I said, "Oh Lord, thank you, because we don't learn this from outside, but you've pruned us because this is what you wanted us to have, a fruit of the Spirit, you know." So that's it. And then going back to what I said earlier about the Jeremiah, about God's a potter and we're just the clay, is everything is about God, you know. We're just, God is just using us. If he's trying to mold us, that's because it's for his purpose, you know. He's trying to mold us. So sometimes we didn't realize that why is it this happening to me? Why is this happening to us? But if you read on Jeremiah, you learn that it's him who's holding us, you know. It's him who's holding us. He's molding us, like, you know. It's all about him. It's all about his glory. So thank you.
Actually, I have my testimony, but then we already ran out of time, so I will do it next time. Anyway, I will just say our closing prayers. Lord, thank you so much, Lord God, for the wonderful words that you have shared with us, Lord. Yes, it's all about you, O Lord God. We always trust in you, Lord, and we always expect positive response always, O Lord God. Even we are in the midst of trials, in the midst of crisis, O Lord, but you are alone, our God. You are alone, you are the solutions of our problems, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for always guiding us, for always leading us to the right path, O Lord God. Thank you, Father, for all the trials that we encountered, Lord, but you are still there, Lord God, holding on to us, O Lord God. Thank you for being a potter, O Lord God. We are the clay. You always mold us in the right shape, O Lord God. Thank you so much, Father, for everything, O Lord. You are always in our hearts, O Lord God. We always thank you for your guidance, O Lord. Thank you for all the blessings that we receive from you, Lord. Thank you so much, Father, for everything. Lord, you are our Almighty God. You are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. You are our Rock of Salvation, O Lord God. Thank you, Father, for everything, O Lord. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.